Can you give us a bit of background on how you got into it?
Well, I was always interested in farming, and after doing the Leaving Cert, I went to an agricultural college, and after that I started helping my father at home on the farm. It progressed from there.
And what kind of farming is it?
Tri-stock farming, cattle and sheep, and we finish out all stock.
What's the landscape like?
Well, it is typical for the region up around North Clare. It is mixed land, rocky, and some heavy soils prone to wet. Every field is different. A small bit of crag, but I have a few cattle out for the winter, but you would have to supplement them outside. It depends on the winter. If the winter was good, you'd have more out than if it was a bad winter, you mightn't have more at all.
So you just...
Like this winter was good, like you could have a good few cattle out. Unless winter was bad, you couldn't have more at all.
For testing the soil, would you have to test the soil, or is it compulsory?
Well, it is up to yourself about testing the soil, and it is important to test the soil that you're putting out right nutrients in every field. I wouldn't be putting out a whole pile of fertilizer, but to be mostly for the meadows. And well, I do soil tests through the glass schemes. If a field was badly lacking in something, I would give it a shake of whatever fertilizer it wanted. And but I wouldn't go overboard on it.
So who would give advice on that then? Is it the farm advisor, or who would you go to for advice on what to do?
My farm planner, yeah. He'd take the samples and get them done, and he'd give you a detailed report back.
And part of the project then, what we're looking at severe weather events and how it's impacting on farming. So do you notice a change over the years on how the storms and the drought and the flooding is impacting on the farm?
Well, generally, the last few years, the springs have been very wet. The year before last was very wet. I know last year itself was very dry, but that was the exception. Up around here on the west coast especially, you would be always have severe weather at some stage of the year.
Yeah. So how does that impact on farming?
Well, you would try not to be overstocked.
Part of the project then, what we're looking at whether farmers would be willing to take out European-backed insurance against severe weather events.
Well, I would have farm insurance against severe storm after shade or something like that.
Then would that insurance, would it cover the losses that you'd have?
So far, I wouldn't have seen severe losses on account of the weather as work around the weather.
Yes.
Well, so far, unless you've got a fierce bad weather winter and you had to run out of feeding or something.
Are there government schemes then that help out with environmental side of things?
Oh, there is, yeah. There's the Burn Life scheme up this side of the country. But I'm not a participant in that. But there's the glass. The glass is very good. It was better than it is now, but it is still a good scheme. All these schemes are getting more rigid.
And what are the main challenges?
The main challenge in any scheme is, like, you're given a menu of what you want to take out of the scheme, and it's up to yourself how challenging or unchallenging you need.
Yeah.
As I said, sure, every farm is different. Mightn't suit the next one. Each area is different, every farm is different.
And I suppose on the weather side of things then, would flooding be a problem for you?
It would to a degree. Like Thurlock on the land, and once that floods, we could have a big pond of water and 7 or 8 acres of land for a long time.
And what if there was measures put in place to prevent flooding, would you be in favour of individual farm schemes, or would you prefer collective action for all the farmers to prevent the flooding?
Well, on my own particular farm, I don't think there's anything that can be done. Like, there's a river at one end of it, and sure, that floods, that's it. There's no way of preventing it, like.
And do you think, with regard to the river flooding, is there anything that can be done? Like if drains were cleared at...
My own particular case, there wouldn't be a terrible lot you can do. You just try and maintain the drains that's in it, and when the water does come in, that it can come out again. Because if you do too much digging around the trenches and that, you create an effect that the land is like a saucer. Then when it floods, it comes in, but it can't come out.
Okay, so that's... You know, in the case if there's drought or whatever, would you have enough supply of water on the land?
Well, it was well tested out last year and we were okay.
Would there be any soil erosion from...
I say the land got a bit poorer, not with the drought last year, but with the wet winter the previous year, where it was exceptionally wet. It was a wet summer and a wet winter. and it dragged on to the spring. I'd say that made the land a bit poorer because a lot of the nutrients would have been washed out the land, and the land was wet for an awful long time. I can't do much about the weather, but you just have to work around it.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is not to be overstocked. The worst thing you can have is bad weather is too much stuff. Well, sure, I suppose with the snow, the bad snow last year, it was, we got well warned about that, and it helped all right. That it was around the sheep lambing time, and that you'd have more sheep, you'd have men to protect them.
Yeah.
That was good last year, right, because that was very extreme.
Yeah, so that helped when you got the advance notice and you were able to put measures in place.
Yes.
Okay, and John, I suppose there's a lot of talk then in the media about agriculture and climate change. Would you see agriculture being an actor in the climate change?
Because all elements of society are affecting climate. Even what you buy with plastic and all that, that's all contribute. And just like everything else, some farmers are contributing more to the climate change than others. But generally speaking, up around this side of the country, most lads wouldn't be overstocked or anything like that, and they'd be farming with the land because they're used to extreme weather.
So they're more...
Well, as I said, every farm is different, and every farmer is different. Generally speaking, I can only speak from this side of the country, most lads would be farming environmentally friendly to a good degree.
Mm.
Couldn't be perfect, a lot of it, but it wouldn't be over the top either now.
Can you see how climate change is affecting the farming?
Oh, you would. The climate seems to have got wetter.
Mm.
Even this year now, we had a super spring, which was a big exception compared to other years. But generally speaking, the climate overall has got wetter, and for making silage and that type of thing, it can be very tricky, not even trying to make hay.
And over the next 5 years, can you see changes?
It is changing to a degree, but as I say, we've always had poor weather up around this side of the country.
Mm.
You'd always be wary of it.
And is there anything that you think the policymakers should be doing that they aren't?
Well, the GLAS scheme or that type of scheme should be funded a bit better, and it is the way to go to get more lads involved in it and to be farming somewhere.
And how do you think they can get more farmers involved?
Well, to increase the money.
So increase the money. And what about, do you think some farmers find it hard to get the information on it or understand the information?
They want to simplify a lot of them because they make some schemes very complicated, and lads don't want to be getting into something they don't understand. To be easier, get the message across.
And what about then on the whole forestry side of things?
You'll be open to everything, but at the moment I wouldn't be. But if we're making a living one way, you'll have to go another way.
And I suppose the last question then, do you think that you're sufficiently prepared for the effects of climate change?
Well, you would be hoping you would, but you'd never know.
Yeah.
No one knows what's going to happen.
Anything else you'd like to add?
A lot of the schemes are very positive. They'd want to get plenty of farmer input into the schemes. It should be region specific because in Ireland, every region is different. There's a big mix of land. Farmers in general are just minding the land for the next generation or whatever, and I would like to have it in good order, and the scheme should be reflected.